You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Act 2 of Nightlight, folks, on a Friday night, a gorgeous winter's eve here in Wisconsin with Christmas fast approaching. It is snowing in Green Bay. I hope it's beautiful wherever you're listening from, whether it's snow or just a chill in the air or whatever. Hope you're having a great night and glad you're with me. Conrad is on the other side of the glass, working the board, and making his Weisenheimer remarks, as he often does. He thinks the Packers are going to win Sunday, and I would imagine most people in Wisconsin probably agree with you.
I would probably say
we're not going to get an unbiased. They are favored by almost a touchdown.
Yeah.
So you know, the pundits are with you.
I'm surprised. You know, I thought it'd be a little closer, but, I just hope for a shootout, you know, a fun game that both sides, even no matter what happens, you're like, it was a good game.
Dude,
you know?
I remember when I was a kid, there were games like 6-3, and it was just like running the ball and defense. And, you know, you didn't know any better. There was no, I think then the run and shoot offense came, and then the West Coast offense, and then football got a little more fun to watch. But, yeah, it'd be nice if they put up some points. Folks, if you missed the first hour, we had a great chat with Susan Kaya-Slusser, who is from the Wisconsin Historical Society's Villa Louis. They're having a great event this weekend. Check it out. We talked a little bit about our event last night at the Atwood Music Hall in the Atwood neighborhood of Madison and the screening of The Godfather of Green Bay. It was so great to see people out there and meet so many of you. Appreciate you guys braving the cold and coming out and supporting a good cause, because they wrote a nice check today to the Dane County Humane Society, which was fun. People came in. We got to hear some Bodine's music while people were being seated. And they, of course, Kurt Newman and the Bodines did the music for the movie. So it was a lot of fun. It was just a great night. A lot of Civic Media people out there, a lot of listeners, a lot of old friends. It was magical. It was beautiful. And are there pictures anywhere people can go check out? I assume Amanda will post some.
I don't think they're posting yet, but they will be, you know.
All right. So if you have pictures, folks, send them in. We'll post them and we'll share them. I'd love to know what it looked like to you guys through the lens of your own cameras. We got a text last night from our buddy John in Madison, who I don't think lives far from the venue. And he said, "Hi, Peter and Conrad. Question for you. How cool do you think it would be if whenever you took your favorite gal or guy out on a cold Thursday to see the newest screening of a hilarious cult classic Wisconsin-based movie and walk in to immediately be greeted by the star and director of the movie, only to be interrupted by John, the man who was key to making it all happen?" He's talking about John Hofer in Marinette, a hospital executive at the time who housed cast and crew and helped us get the film made. John continues saying, "And then laugh your ass off until your face is tired and your gut is sore. Damn, what do you think of this model? Really works for me and Mama." Mama is Melissa from Willie Street.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and John, this is John Murray, who sent this text to John and Gordy earlier. John, it was great to meet you in person, and Melissa, you guys were a blast, and I cannot thank you enough for coming out. A great hour coming up here, too. Hour number two has officially begun, and it's going to be fun. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to bring on the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, Ezekiel Drews. He's going to tell us about their festival, which is taking place now. It just started today, and it's happening all through the weekend. They've got some great films. And then WGBW afternoon host Eric Westfall is here because he is also an actor. And he is, I was talking in the first hour about how I think live theater and live shows are so fun around this time of year, and they really kind of enrich your Christmas spirit. And Eric is going to tell us about a show he's in. That's at 6:35. Later in the show, Frank Hermans on my brain. Mike Clemens and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night our question of the night. Let's reset, Con. What do you say? Let's play the fun music. It's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Here we go. What is your favorite buddy movie? This is a good one. We got a ton of responses. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know. Favorite buddy movie. There's so many good ones. I know my wife loves Thelma and Louise. Great buddy movie. Mine is Midnight Run. Robert De Niro, Charles Grodin. And I put Dumb and Dumber a close second.
Oh, yeah.
Conrad says the Kevin Hart. Rock classic.
I didn't say my actual one. It's Wedding Crashers.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's one of my favorite movies. Just when I was growing up, I can't remember how many times I've actually seen that movie.
Yeah.
It still gets funnier every time.
That made me think of Swingers. Have you seen Swingers?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that was a thing until this show.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't know about the movie until...
Oh, until this show, until Nightlight. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that's a great buddy one, too. All right, yeah, Wedding Crashers is great. So let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream over YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment too, like Lil Irv did. We met Lil Irv last night, Con, also known as Dave. He has many different aliases, probably because he's trying to lay low and keep his life on the QT. He says, stir crazy. Awesome. That's Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. I'm so delirious, I can't think. He also says, it's still fall until December 22, silly. I've never been called silly by another man. I don't know how I feel about that. Kind of a weird feeling there. Well, apparently Al Roker here on the stream is correcting. But that is true, technically. The winter solstice kicks off the official winter season. All right, so this is exciting, folks. I love talking about film festivals. I love film festivals. The movies are great, and they're movies oftentimes people are not going to see. And then oftentimes people will go watch movies at a film festival and go, those were awesome. How come I never will see these on Prime or whatever? And sometimes you do. Sometimes they get distribution, but sometimes they're just great films. And film festivals are the only way to see them. So God bless everybody who starts a film festival, and I'm about to welcome one of them right now. He's the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. He's also a very talented actor, and he joins us tonight, in what looks to be an outstanding costume. He's outdone himself again, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ezekiel Drews. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How you doing?
Doing well. Please explain this outfit. I love it.
All right. So I'm the man in a pink suit, but this year I wanted to shake things up. So since we're founding fathers of a film festival, we have the colonial pink suit.
That's fantastic. Where did you get that?
Amazon, of all places.
No way. That's so fun. And what about the hat? You got like a little George Washington vibe working there.
Yeah, that was also on Amazon. Actually, it's amazing what you can get on Amazon. I also have a wig, except for the fact that my head's too big for it, apparently, to wear the hat with it. So it is what it is.
Oh, that's right. You don't have an ego. You're just confident. And I like that. I've always liked that about you, Ezekiel. Okay, so, boy, you're in it right now, right? I think you told me when we booked you on here that you were kicking off the festival tonight. This is your second annual one. Tell us what just happened before you came on.
Yeah, so we actually just started the second annual festival tonight, about 10 minutes ago. I gave the opening remarks, and I told a story about a filmmaker that unfortunately couldn't make it. But one of the things about running an independent film festival is one of the great things is that you get to meet a lot of different filmmakers. And this guy, he reached out to me and said, hey, I can't make it. I'm so sorry. And so in his email, it had his phone number. So I called him up. I said, hey, Dale, what's going on? I can't make it, huh? And he goes, yeah, I'm so sorry. I've got a big project that's coming up now that landed in my lap. And I've got to do all these script rewrites and everything. But it wasn't until after I clicked cancel on my Airbnb that I just like kind of broke inside a little bit. And he told me, I just want to let you know that your festival is quite literally the reason that I am still making film. Wow. And I said, what do you mean, Dale? And he says, your festival, you wrote a review for me. Your vote of confidence in my film, which is his film is called Lights. It won best short film last year. And apparently he had submitted this film to many different festivals, over 30 festivals, and he'd gotten rejected from 90 to 95% of those festivals. And he was this close to just being like, you know what, maybe I just can't make film. And it was, you know, he was newer at making films, but he told me that our support for his film is quite literally the reason why he continued to make film. We've got another one of his films that's screening tomorrow called Tomorrow Undead. And so I'm really excited for people to see that. I'm sorry he can't make it, but I just wanted to let him know I'm so thankful that stories like that are the reason that all the work that gets put into a festival like this, I'm happy to keep doing it. So that way we can keep supporting indie filmmakers.
Dude, it's great work. And I've sang the praises of film festivals. I just love them. And I applaud you for, and I remember talking to you last year, you know, in the inaugural, do you call it MIFA or MIFA? MIFA.
MIFA.
MIFA. It was, and it's just, I just love it. So, and you got a great venue there. It's fantastic. So do you have an opening night movie?
I mean, we got a lot of movies.
I mean, like a film that kicks off the festival, or how do you structure
right
night
now,
one?
Yeah, so the starting block is the student films, because we have a co-sponsorship with UWM, the Union Cinema. So we have their student block that's kicking us off.
Oh, nice.
And then from there, we've got a couple different films, some former UW students, as well as we have a film called Visions of Her, which is, it's got somebody that's out in LA in Hollywood and stuff that worked with a bunch of local people down in, I believe, the Delavan area. And so that's a nice Wisconsin film that's got a lot of great things going for it. So those are going to be like the highlights of tonight. And then tomorrow we do have, his name's Sasani, his film called Takeout Girl, which he made during the pandemic. That's a feature film that we'll be showing tomorrow at the Union Cinema as well. And then just a bunch of like really great shorts. Like we have a very solid amount of films. We have 42 different films,
wow.
Two features, 39 shorts. I'm sorry, 40 shorts, because it's two features, 40 shorts. 31 of them are either made in Wisconsin or have somebody on the crew that was tied to the making of the film. And then, of course, just to kind of cap things off on Sunday, we'll also be showing a limited sneak preview of my film that's coming up called The Deep State, which is that prequel sequel to Happy Birthday. So we'll kick that off. I'm sorry, we'll cap off the festival on Sunday with that.
That's so great. You'll have to keep us posted when that film gets done. I'd love to talk to you more about that and hear more about that. You also have, just a spoiler alert, a film by a young filmmaker named Joe Schwaba, and
yes,
my brother Andrew worked on something, a short film that I saw a couple weeks ago in Waiwega, and you're showcasing it there too. So that's exciting. And
yep.
I'm hoping
tomorrow
to make
night.
It down there. I'm hoping to get down there tomorrow. I think it's a fun little film. And your festival is just, I don't know. How do you, all right, think about this. We're going to do a really quick break. Can we get like two more minutes for me on the other side
yeah,
of this break?
For sure.
Okay. I want you to think
Definitely.
About how the fact that you're a filmmaker, how do you decide if your own material should be in the festival? I love that. So, and maybe that's one of the perks, and you've earned it. We're coming right back with Ezekiel Drews, the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. This is Pete Schwaba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite buddy movie? And we, you know, it's so funny. You just never know what questions are going to take off. I had five guests tonight, so I'm like, I'm not going to pick a dud question, but I'm going to pick something where maybe, and we got keywords with the contest. So I picked a question I thought people would have fun with, but we are flooded with responses.
It's always a good thing.
It's exciting. I just have to read fast. That's all. And we'll make it work. It's a fun night here at Nightlight, closing the week out here. And my current guest, folks, is the founding father. And if you're watching on the stream right now, I highly recommend it just for his costume alone. He could certainly, he's directed movies and acted in movies. He could also do wardrobe. Mr. Ezekiel Drews. Wow. Those are some killer getaway sticks you have there, buddy.
I got some fancy shoe buckles too.
Those have to be so uncomfortable, like those costume shoes.
Actually, they're just my dress shoes. I just got some slide over buckles, so it's perfectly comfortable for me.
Whatever happened to the slide over buckle? It's a lost novelty. Yeah. Craig Anthony Kinnett watching on the stream says, easy, Ezekiel, rocks. Looking forward to being at MIFA tomorrow. Craig is at everything. He is a film guy. He is at every opportunity to go to a film festival. He takes it. And then Lil Irv says, Three Amigos, which I could see that. That's good.
That's an older film at this point.
Absolutely. All right. So, Ezekiel, you've got this great community in Milwaukee. You hang out with these guys, the Northeast Wisconsin film community. Would you say there's a good brotherhood of filmmakers in Wisconsin overall?
Yeah, overall, I think part of it is, and this is part of what we're kind of talking about tomorrow. We have a couple of networking deals going on. We've got one where we have Mission 1 Billion that's coming in to talk about their nonprofit, and then also the importance of networking. And then we have an informal networking get together at the Milwaukee Brat House tomorrow night as well. Just that way people can enjoy, they can get a beer, they can think some cheese curds or whatever, just, you know, shoot the breeze and stuff. So really nice. Just trying to make this a more camaraderie thing. One of the things that I think that I've learned the best about is just when you're running a film festival, you get to know and meet so many different filmmakers that I wouldn't have known otherwise. So it's really a good thing. And especially like you mentioned, you know, Wisconsin camaraderie. I think that Wisconsin just has more of that camaraderie than other states just because of just kind of like how chill Wisconsinites are in general.
Yeah. And there's every filmmaker I've met in the state just loves, not that they don't in other states either, but it's, they have to be making movies, whether it's a 2-minute experimental short, a short, mm-hmm. feature, whatever. It's so great. So did you have to get your own film past the committee or how did that work? Did you just say, I'm making an executive decision. I'm the founder. Look at my outfit. It's in.
So for that teaser, limited sneak peek, you know, that was, I discovered that we had some extra time on Sunday and I said, I'm just going to put it in there. That's what I'm going to do.
Love it.
I would say, you know, my priority isn't about promoting myself first. It just kind of happened. It worked out this time to just kind of sneak that preview in there.
Sure.
But other than that, I'm not about self-promotion. I'm about how can we best support indie filmmakers overall, and especially in Wisconsin. So you asked me before, like, is it the me show? Some people do, and I'm not bashing that because that's,
I didn't
you're putting
say
all
that.
The effort in.
I never would accuse you of making I was making a joke. Believe me, you've given a lot here, and it's great.
No, but there's definitely other film festivals where they promote their own projects, and that's totally fine. And I think that that's a good cause because sometimes you might not get your stuff seen otherwise. And if you're like, let me get that out in front of people, if you use your festival to help promote yourself and others, then I see no problem with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, you could throw yourself a little bone. Here's a movie I'm working on. I founded this whole festival and it helps everybody. You're right. It's just a great, it's a great thing to do for the entire community. Ezekiel, yeah. Thank you as always. Where can people very quickly get tickets?
You can either go to our website, MilwaukeeIndependentFilmAwards.com, and there's some quick links on there. Otherwise, the longer link is filmfreeway.com/the MIFA, M-I-F-A, /tickets. So it's easier, I think, if you just remember Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, click the button that says Get Tickets, it'll take you there.
Dude, it's outstanding. I wish you luck. Break a leg. It's an incredible undertaking. And congratulations on year two. Keep it going and have a great festival.
Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome. That's the founder. Thanks for your time, buddy. Check out the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. Just a lot of fun and a great little festival. And I'm hoping to make it down there tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. But we've got some stream comments coming in. Scott on the stream says, oh, I know Scott. I met Scott last night. Scott says, Scott from Madison, first time view, second day listener, longtime fan of Wisconsin's film man, Pete Schwab. Well, thank you, Scott. There's a lot of film people in Wisconsin. I'm happy to be one of them. And thank you for the text. And it was great to meet you last night in person, Scott. Although I think I met Scott before. Did you meet Scott last night? The guy, he had the hunting vest on. He drew, some people dressed in character. It was so funny. There was the one guy with
that was
the,
awesome.
Russell had the Beaver Patrol t-shirt on and it was so much fun. And then Sydney Politics, who I met last night in person, he was there with his significant other. That was fun. He says, great meeting you yesterday, Pete. Rachel and I had a great time. Likewise, Sydney. And I can't remember. Sydney, if you took a picture of the three of us, please send it to us. I don't think that was with my phone. So please share the photo. And thank you for coming out and braving the elements last night. Sydney says, Rush Hour for favorite buddy comedy. Rush Hour is Jackie Chan. Will Smith?
No.
Martin?
No.
Lawrence?
No. Wait, no.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Boom. Tucker. Chris Tucker is
awesome,
right.
Sydney. Great text. He also says, sorry, I missed meeting you, Dave. Dave, we looked for you last night. I told Sydney you were there. All right, we're coming right back with Eric Westfall, afternoon host here at WGBW, and we're going to talk some local theater. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Who could say where we're going? No. Beautiful Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. Nightlight is on the air, folks. I'm Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this. It's festive. It's snowing out here in downtown Green Bay. Conrad, do you have a weather forecast for one of your 5 days for Madison? And
it's going to be cold.
It's not all about Green Bay, you know.
It's cold.
We're on statewide.
It's cold.
He's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks. My guest, I'm about to introduce folks, and I'm going to introduce him now because maybe you can help me read text, Eric. You got those pipes, those radio.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Fantastic. He is the afternoon host here at WGBW from 2 to 6 every day. You're on from 2 to 6 in Green Bay, we established.
Yeah, I said that to you before, and I'm like, wait, where else would I?
So either way, it's just good that you're on, and it's good that you braved the elements and came out here, Eric Westfall. It's great to have you here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. I always like coming out here. It's nice to be over here because you know when I'm over there, it's a music and that does all the heavy lifting.
I'm just
filling in with some informative things now and then.
Yeah,
and then so here you actually get to dig into stuff.
You know what's funny is it's a little confusing because when we go to break here, we hear you. Sometimes.
Sure.
Because we're on at 5 now, so we go to break, and in Green Bay, we hear oldies, and the rest of the state hears a commercial. Yep. So I don't think we figured that out yet, but like, and sometimes we'll come back to my show, and I'm like, oh, I like that song, like the Beach Boys. You know, can we just wait till Eric's done? Yeah. But anyway, we've got our question of the night, Eric, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this, is what's your favorite buddy film?
I heard you talking about that out there, and I was thinking about that. And I kept coming up with examples where they're not really buddies at first. So I have to think, like I was thinking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But yeah. They're not buddies. At the end, they become, you know, but that's not a buddy.
Same thing with Midnight Run, though. They're sort of adversaries, and then figure it out. And that's the fun of the movie, I guess, you know.
So. To think a little bit about.
All right, you think about it.
I definitely have an answer. I know I do.
All right, Jim from Appleton. In the 920, that's Eric's area code too. He says my favorite buddy film is Throw Mama from the Train. Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal work perfectly together in that one. I forgot all about that one, Jim. Thank you. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says Cool Runnings and Senka. The funny guy sporting the dreadlocks is my favorite character. I do not even, did you see that movie?
Which one?
It's Cool Runnings. It was the Jamaican bobsled.
Yeah, I actually have not seen it. I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I've not actually seen the movie.
It's been years. I don't even remember Sanka, but thank you, Nick. Carrie from Tosa says, Ted Conrad, that's one of your faves, right?
I love that film.
That is a good movie. Funny. That is a good movie. Yeah.
That's the last film I think I liked Mark Wahlberg in.
It's been a while,
crazy.
Then.
I just, at least it was different. He does the same movie every time.
Yeah. He with the comedies, well, actually, he does two movies. His comedy, he's got one, and then the action, he's a little different. So he does have
that's
two
true.
Gears.
All right. Fair enough. And I'll tip my hat. He could do comedy. Michael in the 608 says, hey, guys, my favorite buddy film is The Big Lebowski. It has it all. Suspense, action, comedy, and a little romance. The rug really tied the room together. However, the most priceless tapestry in life is friendship. But that's just like my opinion, man. That's a great text. Thank you, Michael. Chris from Sun Prairie says, Step Brothers, did we just become best friends? And we have so much space for activities. Those are some of my favorite lines. Thank you, Chris. That was in my hotel last night.
That is actually pretty good. That would definitely be in my top five for buddy movies.
Conrad, do you like Step Brothers?
I love Step Brothers.
You like the drum scene?
Of course. A lot of scenes of that in that film are just like run my childhood pretty much. Just like we quote it every time.
Yeah, that probably came out. You're probably like 5 years old or whatever when that came out.
Well, I watched it later than that. But,
did your parents let you watch that movie?
Well, when I was
the whole testicle on the drum set thing, they were okay with that?
You know, yeah, they let me watch it when I was five. They said, just close your eyes on this scene. That's it.
Okay. Cover your eyes. Eric Westfall is here. Eric, are you a big time Packer fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a prediction about the game?
You know, it's funny. I was, and first off, I got to say, Conrad here, I got to tip my hat to him because I kind of filled in for him. He does, you know, some of his other duties here. He does recording different weekend shows and that. And he gave me kind of a crash course because I had to fill in for him and I had to call him three times yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I just have 20 years in the business, you know?
Oh, man. But it feels good to be the go-to guy, right, Con?
Yeah, I mean,
because Eric's 20 years in and he's calling you. That's got to make you feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It helped my drive feel a little shorter when you called. So thank you for that.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, so, and we were recording the show with former Mayor Jim Schmidt. So, of course, you know, we talked a little bit about the Packer game because that will air on Sunday. And he asked me the same thing, you know, what my prediction was. And I said, oh, you know, I don't think the Bears are truly legit. I think that this is going to be a huge game, and I think the Packers are going to go out. And then he reminded me about them beating the Eagles, which, of course, the Packers did not. So now I'm a little less sure now. I still think it's going to be a Packer victory, and I still don't think the Bears are as good as their record indicates.
Well, as a Bear fan, I agree with you. And every week this has been coming up, and they keep winning. But I know, because I'm a Bear fan and I live in Packer country, it will end this weekend, and the Packers will probably. I do think the Bears might sneak one victory out of the two games, but I think it's going to be tough for them to win.
I mean, it's exciting.
You know, oh,
This time of year, look at all these division games. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things could happen between.
And at least they're competitive. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Makes it more fun for everybody.
John Murray from the 608 says, Bears by 17. Whoa. Okay. What do you think about that, Con?
Keep reading what he says.
Oh, is he messing with me? He says, I meant it for a big change. I mean it for a big change. He says, can't stop the run, Conrad. Oh, my God. John's like turned into Pat Summerall here. Wore my Bears sweatshirt last night. Never took off my jacket. Dangerous crowd. I appreciate the guts, John. Way to go. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite buddy movie is Wayne's World. Awesome choice, Anna. She says, love that movie. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, going with buddy movies involving dogs, Arthur the King, despite not liking Mark Wahlberg, or Hachiko, A Dog Story with Richard Gere. Wow, I don't know that one. Both are true stories, and a third that isn't a true story but is excellent, A Dog's Purpose with Dennis Quaid. The last two will make you cry. That was a lot of dog movies.
I usually try to avoid dog movies simply because of that last statement there, they will make you cry.
You know, I haven't watched a dog movie since Marley and Me.
Did you cry?
I don't know. I can't remember if I cried or not, but it was so sad. I was like, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica. That's great. Eric Westfall is here, folks. He's the afternoon host here at WGBW. Does a great job from 2 to 6. He does a great job from 2 to 5. 5 to 6? No. Pretty fatigued by that. No. It's great to have you here, buddy. All right. So I brought you in here because you told me about these awesome productions you're part of coming up. And I love, back me up on this, live theater or a performance of some type, music, play, whatever, around the holidays really gets you in the mood.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I enjoy doing holiday productions, yeah. And I've done a number of them. And it's usually, the cast is usually blended between adults and kids, which you don't necessarily always see at other times. So it really, it gets you into the holiday spirit much more thoroughly, I think.
And here's a play specifically that gets you into the holiday spirit. It's a classic, A Christmas Carol, that you were a part of. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this particular, you know, there are different adaptations of A Christmas Carol. Dickens wrote a book. He didn't write a play.
Yeah,
and this particular one was adapted by the gentleman who is directing it as well, Michael Palabicki. And this particular adaptation was the very first play Evergreen Theater did 40 years ago a season.
Nice.
When they first decided, hey, we want to come together, start a new theater group, maybe something that helped, you know, gets kids involved. And they formed, and this was the exact show they did. And they've done it a few times since then. Kind of a fun fact, our Scrooge played Bob Cratchit for a number of years. So, and his son.
Wait, what do you mean Scrooge played Bob Cratchit?
So the actor currently playing Scrooge
played Bob Cratchit
a number of years ago as several different times played Bob Cratchit. So now he's older. So
sure, very cool. So how did you have you done other productions with this group? Did you have to audition, or are they like, this is perfect for Eric? What's the process there?
No, you generally, we audition. I mean, most of the theaters will, you know, they'll have you audition unless it's, you know, some sort of small operation. They've already kind of got people they want to do stuff.
Yeah.
But I like doing, as I mentioned, doing the holiday shows, and I've done It's a Wonderful Life. I was George Bailey.
I knew you were going to say that. You have the total Jimmy Stewart thing going.
And I've got the greatest, meet cute story. Mary, we've been together since the show ended. So, and that was in 2019. So the actress playing Mary Hatch. So George and Mary got together.
You've been together, meaning in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, so you
so
married.
So we started dating, dating after the show. You know, we wanted to get the, and then, yeah, so.
Was it hard to recapture that romantic feeling off the stage, or did it just, were there sparks you couldn't deny?
No, I think, I mean, we're both very professional, so weren't really, you know, she says that there was nothing. I maybe thought a little bit, so I'll admit that, so we'll see.
Did you ever say to her when you start, Mary, I can't do a good Jimmy Stewart, I don't know.
Your money's not here. That's awesome. It's Mr. Potter. And then I was also in A Christmas Story, too, the stage version. I was the narrator, adult Ralph. So
of course you're the narrator. You get the radio voice.
It was so much fun. So many lines.
Have you ever done a live radio broadcast of any of these shows? You've been part of something like that?
Well, we, not on the actual radio, but I've done some of the, we did A Christmas Story with Comedy City. They do a radio show every year. In fact, I'm involved in theirs this year. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But so never like a full, like on the radio type. I wish somebody would do that again. I think that would be fun.
That's a great broadcast. Yeah, I love
Foley
those.
Artist and all that stuff.
Absolutely. You have, so you're Bob Cratchit, but tell us about, tell us who else is in the play. Another part of our Civic Media family here, specifically WGBW, has a family member in the play that you're acting with.
Yes.
I think that's kind of fun.
Yes. So Mark Becker, who hosts, I should know the name of the
Rational Revolution.
Rational Revolution.
He's a former Republican assemblyman,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, former of the Brown County Party, head of the Republican Party.
Okay,
Brown
County, yeah. And now he's got Rational Revolution here. Great guy.
When he was a kid, him and both of his brothers, or two of his brothers, all played Tiny Tim.
Oh, wow.
In this version of it when it was done years ago. And now their dad, Mark's dad, is Ebenezer Scrooge. So he was Bob Cratchit when Mark was Tiny Tim, when he was obviously younger. So yeah, coming full circle now.
So what happened with Mark? He doesn't have the acting chops anymore, or what? Did he just lose interest in theater? And
well, he's kind of big for Tiny
Tim.
Headstrong.
He could pull it off. He's all about the, he's in politics, but that's kind of theater, right? Those two.
Yeah.
So is his dad, what kind of actor is Mark's dad?
Lyle is Becker. Lyle, he's very good. Lyle's a pro. He's been at this a long time. In fact, I don't know how many productions I've been in with him, but this is the very first show I ever did at Evergreen Theater in the winter of 2015, he was in that as well. So I've been acting with the guy for 10 years. And yeah, comedy, he's very good, very genuine. For this, I can't grow the... You can see here, I'm trying to kind of get a little bit because, you know,
you want the mutton chops or whatever?
Yeah, he's got those perfect. His hair's, really? I mean, he's really looking the part. I unfortunately am follically challenged on my cheeks. So
well, that's
I
what
can't
hair and makeup is for, right?
Well, yeah. Come on. But it's nicer if you can have the real thing.
Yeah. Conrad, can you grow mutton chops?
No, I probably could now, actually. I can grow like sideburns, but that's it.
All right, so we'll talk. All right, we're going to talk more about all of this with Eric, who is here. He's going to stick around for a few more minutes. Eric Westfall, afternoon host here at WGBW from 2 to 6, does great work. Matt from Middleton says, I enjoyed Grumpy Old Men. How are we doing on time? I'm so disoriented. When Conrad wags his finger like that. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Beach Baba.
Tell me something, we'll have to stop thinking about it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, whoa. Down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and
still
welcome be
back. In the basement. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. We've got... our question of the night is, what is your favorite buddy movie? Melissa from Willie Street says, The Goonies is my go-to buddy movie. That was also on in my hotel last night. Did you see that, Con? Were you flipping around on the channels last night?
I was actually watching on my laptop.
The Goonies?
No. That would be funny. That would be a random coincidence. Yeah, I was just watching stuff on my laptop, not the TV.
I did actually watch that last weekend. It was leaving Netflix at the end of November, and we decided to watch it. So it still holds up.
Fished in by the reminder.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's leaving. I have to watch it.
It still holds up. It's good.
Oh yeah, it's great. And that was on. And then the other movie I just said was on. But you were on your. Because you can't get porn on the TV anymore, is it?
Well, you made the joke to the lady at the...
I said I put a bunch of porn on Conrad's room because they had both of us in the same... They had my room under Conrad's name.
Oh.
So it was all this rigmarole. It took me 30 minutes to check into the hotel the other night because Conrad watches too much porn.
Sorry.
Al from the 262 says, Beavis and Butthead do the universe. Just kidding. Grumpy Old Men. That's a good one, Al. Linda from Middleton says, the movie last night was so much fun. Hey, thank you, Linda. Appreciate you coming out. Thanks so much. It was so fun to meet people last night. Rita from the 608 says, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Outstanding, Rita. Our second Planes, Trains, and Automobiles of the night. We will continue with the text right now. We've got a few more minutes with our pal Eric Westfall, who you can hear here at WGBW every weekday from 2 to 6. So tell us more about this Comedy City thing you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So after this show is done, A Christmas Carol wraps up. And I should probably say, if you are interested, it's just a short drive from, you know, the Fox Cities or Stevens Point area or whatever. Evergreentheater.org.
Where is that? Where is the Evergreen Theater?
So their like facilities and that are located on the northeast side of town. So that's like their scene shop and all that. But they are going to be moving to the old Helen Keller School on Bond Street soon. They were able to purchase that.
Oh, sweet.
So 10th to the 14th, then this is going to be a busy week. So then that wraps up on the 17th. I'm involved in Comedy City's radio Christmas show. We do a live, you know, radio show.
Fun.
They've got the Maggie Durnell's the Foley artist there. She's fantastic. And Gary Radke is the guy who's adapted Christmas Vacation.
They're doing that at Comedy City.
Yep. So one night only on December 17th.
Okay. And where can people get information on that, and where can they get information on the Evergreen Theater?
Well, the Comedy City thing, you should be able to find them on Facebook.
Okay.
Or I don't know if they're a comedycity.com or a .org, but you know, Google. And this will be fun. I'm Clark Griswold, so I'm looking forward to this. It should be great fun. That sells out. Again, it's only one night. So if that sounds like something interested to you to hear this show done, and I've looked through the script already, and all your favorite stuff is in there. All of your favorite jokes are in there.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah. And then, again, the A Christmas Carol, that is evergreentheater.org is their website where you could get tickets. There's we open on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. Then it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two shows Saturday, and we wrap it up Sunday. And then to the end that week, you're talking to a friend of mine next week, Martin Prevost.
Yeah.
So he is as a fundraiser for his arts organization. We're doing a Drunkmas Carol.
That was on my list of questions to ask you. That sounds so, please tell us what that's
about.
Yeah,
so basically it's a fundraiser and there will be members of the cast who are drinking. I am actually not, as I'll be Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you the designated cast driver? Or you just
No, they just figured somebody with a lot of lines should be sober to help kind of at least steer the play. So people can, you know, bid certain amounts of money and then that will put shots on the table and then the ones that are drinking, you know, have to... And as more money gets raised, an extra cast member will get unlocked and to the end. So all but two of us are designated to be
so
drinkers.
When does the drinking stop? When the fight is over?
But either somebody passes out, I suppose, or the show ends.
How was your show? You did a show at the Abrams Theater?
Yes.
Last time you were on. How did that go?
It went very well. That was kind of we brought it back again for one last weekend and we had like three sellout shows. So that went
very cool.
Very well, yeah.
Dude, you are the man tied into the whole community. I love that. And would you say there's a healthy theater community here in Green Bay, or do you think it could use a boost? Should more people get involved?
I think it's very healthy. I mean, you could always use more. It's always nice to see new people. A Christmas Carol is a very nice blend of experienced actors, and there's several people who have never been in a show before.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's everybody bringing their ideas and stuff, and that's neat to see. But this area really has quite a bit of stuff going on.
Are there a lot of theaters around here that do original material?
Not a lot. Okay. Martin is one of the few ones that does. Oh, okay. He's a playwright. So
I appreciate you putting me in touch with him.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet him next week. Do you have a buddy cop movie? Were you able to settle on something?
Since it was said by somebody else, I mentioned Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. If we're accepting that as a buddy comedy, then that's my pick.
You did say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, well, I wasn't sure if that was an acceptable buddy
Well, that's
comedy.
How they all start, right? Like, they don't get along.
Yeah.
And then they're buddies by the end. So I think that's how it works. So this has been fun. Thank you. And you got to keep us posted and keep those recommendations coming. I love talking to people that are tied into theater communities and all that. Break a leg with A Christmas Carol.
Thank you.
Bob Cratchit's a great role, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun. I've never actually... Of all the holiday shows and things I've done, I've never done A Christmas Carol before.
Is it hard to, like, not watch other Bob Cratchits? Like, do you have something stuck in your mind, like, the first time you saw Bob Cratchit?
No. I mean, I try not to, and we're not doing accents, so.
Oh, okay.
So we won't be in English, Bob.
Eric Westfall, folks, listen to him weekdays from 2 to 6 here in Green Bay on WGBW. Awesome stuff, buddy. Have great holidays.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right.
You too.
You got it. All right. We've got... John, also in Madison in the 608, says, so stupidly funny, Ken Paxton and Kelly LeBrock. Oh, my God, fun and sexy. That's the same movie. Did we already read that, or was that another vote for a...
I think we already read that, actually, yeah.
No, we didn't read that, because the next one is... Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, the movie with Tom Hanks and his buddy Wilson. The title escapes me.
Castaway.
That's a buddy movie. I love it. All right, we're coming back. Mike Clemens is coming up in hour number two, folks. And it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here with new music and fantastic conversation. We're coming right back for Act 3. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.